Your Grace, the oracle you requested has arrived. She has demanded to greet you privately, alone. Your Grace, are you... Of course, I will send her in. Good evening, Your Grace. I may step forward. Thank you. Forgive my silence. I was stunned at the sight of you. Oh, of course. Bards sing of your looks. Painters and sculptors try to capture it with their art. But to see you in the flesh, it is truly divine. You have a face that was made to be crowned. Congratulations. Oh, you enjoy my flattery. As well you should. I've had years to think of what I would say to you. You look surprised. I have seen our meeting a thousand times in my dreams. It's been foretold in the heavens above, long before we drew breath. Oh, it is a pleasure beyond words to stand before you now. But I should stop standing and sit. Of course. How else would I read for you? Thank you for accommodating my many requests. The candles and privacy are sorely needed. And the first rainfall of a new moon. Yes. Thank you. Divination is a fickle art. We must give the fates every chance to be heard. And quiet, dark places are so intimate. Indeed, my grace is so gracious. Here, someone of your station should not be greeted without a gift. Golden bracelets, enchanted by my own hand, to better attune your spirit to the tarot. You've never heard of them because they are rare, reserved for readings that could impact an entire kingdom. Don't worry, I know they will fit you. Ah, they suit you. Now, the cards. Oh, please, take them. But remember that when you hold the tarot cards, you hold my heart. They have been in my family for generations. Oh, I don't mind. I'm sure they'll enjoy being fondled by royalty. Now, feel the weight of the cards in your hand. And close those beautiful eyes. I see that smile when I compliment you. But focus. Take a deep breath in. Hold it at the crest of your inhale and let out a long, slow, deep breath out. Very good. We will continue. A deep breath in. Hold for 3, 2, 1. Exhale slowly. Feel the expansion in your chest, your connection to the earth. God, I can hardly believe I breathe the same air as you do. I said nothing. Concentrate. Begin to shuffle the cards. Feel them in your hands. And now you must think about your life. Royal though it is, you face problems, obstacles, and worries. What troubles you? What consumes your thoughts? In the dead of night, what keeps you from sleep? Think of these things. Your past, your present, and your future. Visualize them. Keep that image in your mind. Now, cut the deck. What happens next? We take the first 3 cards and lay them out. Your past, your present, and your future. You just want the future, don't we all? Your Grace, you need context. Besides, rushing to the end is no fun. Now, your past. Ah, the moon. The card of intuition, dreams, and the unconscious. Are you a dreamer, Your Grace? Remember, the only light the moon gives is a reflection of the sun. It is dim, distorted, and uncertain. You nod your head. Is it fitting? The moon can also mean being surrounded by the occult. I'm sure that's what it's saying, since you asked for me. It's a card of latent power, and it tells me that you listened to your dreams when you were faced with uncertainty. I like that glint in your eye when I speak to you. Shall we uncover your present? Ah, the bracelets I gave you are heavy. That means the magic is working. Turn over your next card. Your present and now. The devil. The card of bondage, sexuality, addiction, and trickery. It represents evil, yes. Not the evil of the world or fate. Those are indiscriminate. The devil is the evil that we are all born with. The darkness in our bones we will never shake. It is never an enemy. The devil makes you think it's your friend. Oh. Don't fret, Your Grace. I am here. Look at the card. The lovers are chained to the devil, but their chains are loose. Implying that they could leave their captivity if they wanted. It is a bondage of their own making, too pleasurable to leave. Oh, I know exactly what this card means. Someone wants something from you, and they are plotting to take it. They will go against what they know is right, and they are a master of deception and illusion. It's okay. It's okay. Just relax. Why? Because it's already happened. Oh, look. Bondage. I'm an amazing fortune teller. Your wrists are pinned down. Ooh. My bracelets are very special. Oh, don't struggle. I made them just for you. Took years, but I knew I'd get my chance. For someone so powerful to be so helpless. I think you like it. I said to stop struggling. So stop. Look at me. Look at me. Listen to me. You can put your strength down. I'm here at your table. I'm here. You called for me. You asked for me. You asked. And I have longed for this day. I see you. I see how desperate you are to be loved. Power doesn't buy affection or want. It won't make someone want to hold your wrists and whisper their desire. It won't make someone kiss your palms because they want to. You want to be wanted, and fate has brought you to me in golden chains. Don't be naive. We kill plants with too much water. Hold on to those we can't stand to lose. Don't you see? Love is violence. Everything I've ever let go of has claw marks in it. Allow me to better illustrate my point. I'll turn over your last card. Look, it's your future. The Eight of Swords. The card of vulnerability and imprisonment. The swords always speak to the conscious mind. Look at the card. How the subject is chained. Blindfolded, vulnerable. They have options, but they are blind to them. Don't fight me. Let me care for you. I will make your life so lovely you couldn't bear to leave it. Just let me own your heart. I don't care about your crown. You are all that I want. I see understanding in your eyes and longing. You want this. you want to be wanted. It's okay. I'm here. I'm sorry it took me so long. Everything is going to be okay. You asked for your future. So here I am.